B-Pod Studios.
Boston.
Get up.
The Get Up Crew. Hot 96.9.
Day one. Who had day one in the squares for the encore for people getting busted trying to cheat?
Jeez.
Unbelievable. Wow. It's Hot 96.9. It's the Get Up Crew. Melissa, I have a question for you. You are our resident gambling expert.
Yeah.
How in the hell does one cheat at roulette?
Okay. I was trying to figure this out.
Because
I was asking the same question.
Yeah, two dudes. Oh, my people, damn it. They were busted trying to cheat at roulette.
There's a couple things that I've heard. One, it could be that the dealer was in on it, which I sincerely doubt. Because day one at a casino, I don't know if too many dealers that are just hired that are going to try and risk something on day one. I just find that hard to believe.
Some people can't handle being around a lot of money like that and having it not be theirs.
The other story I heard was that these people were trying to, anybody who doesn't know what roulette is, it's just a wheel with a bunch of numbers on it. 0, 0, 0, 1 to 36.
In black and red,
in
right?
In black and red. And then you can do like the lower half, the middle half, the top half, whatever.
Jesus,
but bottom line is you're just picking numbers.
Yeah.
And you could pick around the numbers. You can do whatever. But supposedly what I heard was that there were people, must have been these two guys, that after the ball had gone into one of the holes to pick a number, mm-hmm. they were trying to move their chips to that number.
Mm.
So say they had picked number 24.
Right.
And the ball landed on 23. They were somehow, after the ball landed, they were trying to slide their chips to 23. And apparently they had gotten away with it a couple times. But then eventually, because anybody who goes to a casino, you know, not only are there pit bosses that are walking around and watching everyone, but there's a camera, multiple cameras on every single table. So if you're cheating, you're getting busted at some point.
I saw that recently. Who the hell was it? It was like a football player or something, and he was at a casino. It wasn't roulette, though, but he was doing that thing where he was
counting cards?
No, he was playing blackjack or poker, and he would place like an extra bet whenever he was like winning or something like that, or when he won, he'd add extra chips, push it into the thing so they'd give him more money back.
Okay.
Yeah, it was that football player who always gets in trouble. Pac-Man, whatever his name is.
Yeah. Okay. Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah. It was him. And they had it on the, like, their, how come you see like a convenience store or something like that get robbed, or like a bank, and the surveillance is the most blurry, awful.
Yeah. Right.
Even when it's like the person staring at the camera, you're like, I still can't tell who
right.
it is. The casino cameras are like NASA.
Of course.
It's unbelievable.
It's because there's so much money. There's millions of dollars going in and out of that place every single day. Of course their camera system is going to be up to date. And I'll tell you this, another thing too. When someone wins a jackpot at one of the roulette tables, or any table for that matter, it takes a good hour at least to verify it, because what they're doing is they're reviewing all the camera footage to make sure the person didn't cheat before they give them their money.
Really?
You know, with all that being said, Melissa, look me in my eyes. Have you ever thought about cheating?
No.
Never?
No. Because my luck, I would cheat and they would catch me. And I would win something substantial, and then they would come over and be like, sorry, we can't give that to you because you cheated.
That wasn't the question, though. The question was, you're asking like he asked you, have you ever cheated? No.
It's
never crossed your mind.
Never, because
I've
wouldn't
gone to
be
the
good.
Casino a fraction of the times that you've gone.
And it's crossed my mind.
No, I would, because I know I wouldn't be good at it.
I would neither.
I am so nervous when it comes to stuff like that. I would give myself away in 2 seconds.
Mel, out of everybody in this studio, you'd be the one that could probably get away with cheating.
No, I promise you, I never thought of it. Just because I know how casinos work, and there's so many eyes on you at all times.
Melissa's a pretty honest person, except when it comes to talking about gambling and casino. Then she like straight up lies to us.
No,
I'm telling you, it's a problem.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't do it.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.